invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is our opportunity as believers in Jesus to reflect on, to remember what it cost. My salvation cost. I'm a rebel. I'm a transgressor. I'm a lawbreaker. I'm a sinner. God has made it clear what He expects of us, His creation, and we spat in His face and said, "No thank you, I choose to make my own rules and do it my own way. Live life for me." And as a transgressor, I deserve death, eternal separation from a good God who loves me. He made it clear, in the day that you transgress my commandments, you will surely die. That not only means physical decay and death, but spiritual separation from God forever. Your sins have made a separation between you and your God so that He does not hear. Jesus came, the only one who could bridge that gap between God and man. Both God and man to reconcile us to the Father. He came to pay my price as my substitute, the Lamb of God who takes away my sin. Whoever believes in Jesus has eternal life. Is no longer under condemnation, the condemnation I deserve that was placed on Jesus. I receive now the acceptance, the welcome that Jesus deserves. His righteousness credited to my account so that I stand before God, no longer a rebel, no longer a sinner, but cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Washed clean, made new by the Holy Spirit's work of new birth in my heart. I can enjoy a relationship as I was designed to worship the Father and the Son and the Spirit. We're going to serve, if you're a believer in Jesus, if you're depending only and completely on His once for all finished work on the cross for your sins, you're welcome as a believer in Jesus to remember what it cost, remember what He did for you, and enjoy the fellowship that we have both with Him and with one another. Take bread, take juice, reflect on what it cost. And once we've all been served as a body of believers, we'll take that together. Lord Jesus, thank you for the cross. Where justice met love. And my sins were paid for. Washed away. Nailed to the cross, the record of death that stood against me. My sins, as far as the east is from the west, remembered no more, because the debt was paid in full. And I simply stand as a beneficiary of your grace, a free gift I didn't earn, I don't deserve. I simply receive by depending on the finished work of another. What a treasure we have in the gospel. Thank you for access to the throne of grace. Thank you, Jesus, for opening a way for us to enjoy the presence of the Father every day, all day, enjoying communion with you. We look back to the cross and we recognize what it cost and we say thank you for dying on the cross for me, for my sins, as my substitute. We now receive a gift from your hand and say thank you. His body, broken for you, take and eat. His blood poured out to wash you clean, to make a sinner new. Drink.